What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
Your boy Big E.
Your boy Mike.
And what's up, everybody, man? Doing something a little different today, man. Having a special guest on this weekend for the first time this season, man. Everybody, welcome, Sean Sanchez.
What's up, fellas? What's up?
Yes,
Good to be back on the pod.
sir. Welcome, my boy. Welcome.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
Good to
it. Thanks
have
for
you. Good to
having me.
have you.
Yeah, man, I feel like he's been hearing all this talk about us, talking shit to him about his
Man,
yeah.
bro.
stuff. So he's ready. He's been
Hey,
ready.
had to get you on here to defend yourself, man. Oh yeah, for sure, brother. For sure. Let's do
I'm kind of nervous. Fuck,
it.
kind
Oh
Hey man, ain't nothing really much me and Sean can say, man, because our teams are on piss.
yeah, we trash right now, so I can't really say much.
Yeah.
We'll
Not
probably lose the bye week this week.
Oh man. I thought we had a little hope this week. Thought Cam was playing well, and then Big E text. What happened? We're down by 50 points, so it's tough, man. It's tough.
That's what I texted y'all too. I said, I think the talk that talk like cashes this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got
It was
players.
looking good. It was looking good.
It was looking well. It wasn't at first.
Oh yeah, it wasn't
It
actually. I
was a
remember
full
saying
fade at first. It was a
me, yeah,
full
we were
fade
all
at
in
first.
piss. And I what did I text you, Mike? I said, we can't, like, neither of us are gonna lose. I literally told Mike, I said, there's no way we both lose.
There's no way. This
There's
is
no way.
fake.
And I knew we were gonna fucking win, bro. Like, even when we were down and going into that fourth quarter, I said, there's still hope. Like, I still had hope.
Yeah.
And I knew what could happen. But we'll talk about that later. But
Bro, I don't know.
I
That's
knew
tough.
Mike was
I
gonna
can't
get it
believe y'all won
done.
that
Yeah,
game.
that
I'm
was a
gonna be
crazy
honest.
game, bro. I watched pretty much that whole thing.
No,
It was
yeah.
wild.
I mean, for
Doing
sure,
the
I had more
same, bro.
courage.
It was a
Yeah.
it was it
What was
was
it? 33 points in the fourth?
Yeah,
33.
33
I'm not
points.
gonna lie, it was
Wow.
probably the best game I've ever watched in my entire life. The
Yeah.
most exciting game I've ever watched it.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought y'all were cooked. I mean, I stopped watching it.
I
That
told you, I was sitting there
boy Bo
pissed. I was just
Pix.
sitting
I
there
mean, Bo
pissed.
Nix, man.
Bo Pix, man. Bo
My
Pix.
fault, my fault, my
He
fault.
didn't throw a pick, man. He ain't throwing a pick
My
six.
fault, my fault, my fault.
I really thought Dart was gonna do it. I thought Dart went in there and did the dows. I was like, damn, that's tough.
Yeah.
But hey, that shit, I play like that. Shit. And I
Yeah.
play like the fourth quarter like I did. Shit. I mean, that might be
Yeah.
y'all's full potential right there, bro. Like that quarter. Like seeing it
Exactly,
right.
bro. And if that doesn't speak to Sean Payton, like, that conservative is killing us. And when you fucking put Bo in a tempo offense, you put him into a 2-minute drill, like, let him rip it, let him use his feet. Everything opens up. The opportunities are there, but man, you just gotta trust, man. You gotta trust them. You gotta trust the QB and let him rip the ball. Let him throw it. Let him throw it. And let Cortland go do what he does best, man. Jump ball.
Which
Jump ball.
is
No one better in the
not
league than
scoring.
him at that jump ball.
There's
Like,
Solis, and that's it.
come on, man.
That's
That's
it. Let them know,
That's
Mike. Let
it.
them know.
Bruh, that's it.
1 yard off
Bruh.
from 88 yards for DT's memorial. It
30.
was a magical week, like, magical game. 33 points. My boy DT passed at 33.
33 points and Sun didn't get the ball once in the end zone.
Didn't get the ball
Other
once.
than
Yeah.
he
Two-point
caught it
conversion.
twice for a 2-point conversion. Yeah,
That's crazy.
that was bad.
Hilarious, man.
That was
But
bad.
yeah, man. Tough for me and Sean, man. So who
Yeah.
y'all got this week?
Who we got this week?
Yeah. Oh, y'all on the bye,
We
huh?
on the bye,
Dang.
bro. We're gonna lose
Yeah.
again though.
Yeah, the bye. Give me the bye with that. I'll give you all my
Yeah,
early pick right
give me the
now. We're
bye
gonna
with the
lose
spread.
because y'all about to trade Max Crosby to the Cowboys,
No, we're not,
bro.
bro. It's already been confirmed that we're not.
Max,
Tom.
it's time to
Who
re it's
confirmed that? Who confirmed that?
Bro,
Please.
it's already been confirmed, bro.
It's
So I
time to
mean,
rebuild just like us.
Sean.
We're about to trade Calvin Ridley. He out of the
Are
y'all
he
got y'all
passed
both y'all's
anyway?
teams need to get. Man, bro, go take everything they got for the Packers. They got from the
Man,
Packers. Y'all need
I
to
know
go
they got a
take
lot of
all
good
that
picks,
shit.
bro, but we can't trade our best player on the team,
You
dude.
have to, bro.
We can't. I
Y'all
mean, it
are.
would help with the
How do you
rebuild,
think it's
bro,
time to
but
rebuild?
how do you think the Broncos felt when it was rebuild mode and we sent Vaughn to LA, bro? It
Bro,
happens, fam. It
trust me.
happens.
I went through it with Khalil Mack when we had Khalil Mack,
Oh
you
yeah.
can't.
And
You can't burn. You can't
then
burn
to go through that again, bro, that'd be
Crosby
wild.
knows, bro. He don't want to be rebuilding, bro. Crosby want to go get a ring.
Y'all need a QB,
Yeah,
man.
we need a QB too, cause Geno. I know I've been trying to back him up, but I can't no more, man. He not it. He definitely not it.
I haven't watched. I
He just
haven't
wants to
watched any
get
of y'all's
paid. That's
games,
all he
man.
wants to do.
What did he say one time? He said they wrote me off, but I ain't right back in.
Yeah,
Something like that.
my
That was
boy
in
Mike
Seattle.
Trout.
And then don't he have a viral video when he was like, "This is why they pay me the big bucks." Like,
Yeah.
for what? You ain't showing nothing.
Yeah.
Hey
I don't
man,
know.
That's
yeah, bro,
crazy.
we struggling big
Y'all
time.
might need to make a change at that QB. You said, can he pick it right? Can he pick
Yeah,
it? I ain't gonna
Kenny
lie,
Two
man.
Glove Pickett, man.
I
Come
ain't
on,
gonna lie.
show him
I
some
ain't gonna lie.
love. Give him some
I'm
work.
rebuilding. I'm seeing what I got in Pickett. I mean, I'm starting to think about draft. If I'm the Raiders, I'm thinking draft, and I'm thinking, okay, let's get some picks with Crosby. Let's send him on his way. You got Dallas sitting there with all those ones from the Parsons trade.
Yeah.
I mean, bro,
Honestly, you need
you
them
gotta
picks.
deal him, bro. You
You
gotta
need
deal
them
him.
picks.
But
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen though, to be honest, bro.
You gotta deal him because, bro, you think about it, Sean.
Need
You're
that
looking at a
one.
number one pick. You're looking at the number one draft pick yourself, fam.
And
Yeah.
that free cap space, that's a lot of money. A
Yeah, we have a lot
lot
of
of
money in
money.
cap space too. Like over 100 million, I think.
You could do this in 1 year. You could do this in 1 year, but you gotta deal Crosby,
Dang,
bro. You gotta
that's
go.
tough, bro. That's tough.
You can't do it in
Draft
1 year.
a DN. Draft a DN.
Actually, you can't do it in 1 year. We're just not us.
Miss me. Miss me. You
Yeah.
get all them picks, man. All
Yeah.
them picks.
It's
No.
I'm just accepting the fact that we might
Yeah.
not win another game and we're rebuilding. That's just the way it is.
We weren't expected to be in a rebuild either under Pete Carroll, but yeah,
Yeah.
those tables
Might
turned
have to
real
go.
quick.
He
Yeah,
might have
Pete
to.
need to go
Bro,
too.
he's
He
the old. Isn't he like the oldest coaches in the league?
like
Coach in the league.
70 something.
Old Yeller might have to go behind the shed, man.
Old Yeller.
I'm not
That's
going.
wild, Mike.
Old Yeller.
That's wild. But yeah.
I mean, honestly, it looks like a perfect time, honestly, for a little rebuild because y'all just got Giante. Y'all just need to build a line for him, bro. He's gonna
Oh
do the
yeah,
damn thing.
our O-line struggling big time too, bro.
He a dog. He a dog though. I can't lie.
Giante is a
He is.
dog. He just needs. We need to build over around him and what's his name, Brock Bowers.
I hear about Rock.
I forgot about
Yeah.
him. He's always hurt,
I don't
man.
know,
He's been
fam.
hurt. He's
Y'all
been
need
out,
some more.
but
Y'all so dookie.
yeah,
I'm
I
sorry.
can't argue with
I'm
that, bro. I can't
sorry.
argue with that.
I'm
I mean,
sorry,
if we're in
fam.
winning, I could argue that, but we're losing right now,
And
so.
JD, on the other hand, like, how are you feeling, bro? Like, is Cam the answer? Because it's not looking like
I
it.
mean,
It's
don't get me
not
wrong.
looking
I
like
can't
it.
lie. He does. He is his mechanics. He has to work on his footwork. Footwork is ugly, bro. It's ugly. But
It's still
I mean,
playing
I
like
see
college.
promises. I see promise in him. And our O-line sucks. Our receiving sucks. It's just our defense sucks. Our defense is okay. But I mean, this week we simplified the playbook. It looked good. It started off good, throwing the ball downfield. And then second half, it just went back to normal offense that we usually run, was check down and screen passes and shit like that. But I mean, like I said, Calvin Ridley's might be trade on the trade block, which I think it would help. And then I mean, we got fucking Tyler Lockett requesting his release because he's not getting productive. We suck because he's not getting the ball. He's not in offense. I mean,
Ah,
he's a
dude.
dog receiver. He almost put up 1,000 yards last year in Seattle and
Lockett about to be a Raider.
somewhere. He needs to go
Unless
somewhere.
we about to get rid of Jacoby.
I mean,
That's
again, I think it all
not the
starts up
move,
front.
Sean. You trying to rebuild? See, Sean. Nah. You
already
trying?
got old. You already got Pete Carroll,
You already
man.
got old
Yeah,
heads, fam. You need
but
youngins. You need Y-ends, all right? You
yeah, them Y-ends. Yeah, they'll do it for you.
know what I mean? You need them young bulls, man.
Man.
You know what I mean?
You just got the Raiders, not the Raiders.
No,
I mean,
yeah. He's
if you look
the
at
Raider
Denver,
right now.
bro, like our rebuild's nasty, and like
How long
you
did it
know,
take y'all to rebuild?
bro, if you think about it, like for almost 5 years,
5 years. Okay, so
because
you
if
were
you
there.
it goes all the way back to the Nick Bonitto draft, and in that draft, bro, we drafted Jonathan Cooper, and we're barely starting to see production from these guys. Last year or 2 years ago, I was like, damn, bro, like Nick Bonitto kind of whack, and then boom, last year breakout year, bro, boom, and then here come Jonathan Cooper. And now you got Malcolm Roach, and now we're built around those guys. Pastor Tan, I mean, that was another high pick. So that rebuild took some time, but we went all in on the defense. Even this
I
year,
mean,
our number one draft pick, Jahdae Barron. We're just all in on the defense. I just wish we need one more receiver. Put a dog around Bo with Court, someone that can get some separation. Troy Franklin, Marvin Mims, them boys are some dogs. But man, I need a
I need someone that.
I mean, you look at Jackson Dart, his O-line, he is great. His O-line is great, and he's playing well.
Playing
I
well.
think we just need we need a damn,
We only
I don't
got
know, we
to him
need a whole new
twice.
line.
We only got to him twice. It was tough.
So they got a good
It was tough.
O-line. And I think that's the main, that's, you got to protect the quarterback, to,
That first
you got to
touchdown
pass block
when
and run block
he,
to be, do something.
yeah, that first touchdown when he stood in there and we sent, when I saw Dre Greenlaw and I saw I saw Justin Sternard blitzing, and it was past 3 seconds. He wasn't down on the ground. I knew someone was back there, and sure enough, wide open, bro, touchdown. So that old line, and then he got Scataboo like hanging in there catching a block for him as well. I mean,
Yeah, hey, he got ran over, but he stopped, he slowed him down.
he got hit
Hey,
hard. Yeah,
he did,
he ran over.
he sure did,
But I mean, we're young. Like Mike's team's young. Sean's team's old and young.
yeah, we a mix of everything.
But I mean, it's
Starting
paying
with our
off. It looks
coach.
like it's paying off, obviously, for y'all and the pack. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think we just gotta take it as it is, and go get a top draft pick, if I'm being honest.
I
So,
mean, honestly, that's like, well, I mean, we just got to pick some, like, your draft picks just got to come through. Cause I feel like that's what the Packers had, is just draft picks turn into fucking just solid motherfuckers. And I mean, maybe Sean, y'all need them picks, man.
yeah, we need as many picks as we can get, bro, because it's not looking good at all.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. Yeah, our draft picks that we drafted this year, we're not even using them. Like, come on, bro.
That's
That's
tough.
wild. Yeah, that's
That's very
wild.
tough. It is very tough. But I mean, we're in the thick of it, boys. It's time. It's time to. I guess we're st teams are still aren't separated. It's just he was good and who's bad. So I mean, still got a
I would
chance.
say
I mean,
me
we
and
don't
Mike
got a chance.
are both in the top five convo.
Yeah, I mean,
Both in there. I mean, AFC West leader.
AFC
I
West,
knew this is where
yeah.
we'd be, man. I knew
AFC
this is where we'd be. So
Hey,
no
all I
more,
gotta
no
say
more, no more
is,
tie with the frauds, huh? No more
no
tie
more.
with the frauds, man. I
All I
told
gotta
y'all,
say
man.
is,
I've
be
been
careful with the
saying
Chiefs,
it.
man. Chiefs are getting hot right now.
Hey,
they are.
Real
They
hot.
are. Hey.
After blowing us out like they did. God dang.
Rasheed
I thought
Rice
y'all hang in there,
returned.
Sean. I thought
Rasheed
y'all
Rice
fight
returned.
back
I
a
thought
little
we
bit.
would.
We usually do hang with the Chiefs, bro, but sheesh, we had no answer. Bro,
Yeah, they look good.
we
That
played so
offense looked
terrible, we
really
didn't even
good.
have over 100 yards on
Yeah,
offense.
that's
That's how
crazy.
bad we played, man. Yeah.
They're rolling right now.
Oh.
They're hot. These are the Chiefs that we've been used to, honestly.
I'm so glad people are starting to hold the fraud accountable. It was so, I've been having such a good week, man. Every time I've watched First Take, they're in there grilling his ass.
Grilling
Every time I got on Twitter X this week, they're grilling his ass. I'm so glad he's getting it, man. They're holding him accountable finally. And he's getting torched this week, so
him.
it's good
Getting
to
what he
see.
deserves.
It's
Yeah.
finally good to see.
But
Finally.
it's tough. It's tough.
Finally. But let Bo Nix get rolled up this week. Oh hell, he's gonna be a fraud.
Who exactly are you talking about for the listeners that do not know? Who's
I am
the
talking
fraud
about
you're talking about?
the one and only immaculate J Herbo. Oh man. What
It's
J Herbo say? If
confident.
you gonna roll, you gonna roll. You gonna smoke. If you gonna throw a pick, you gonna throw a pick. You gonna fumble, you gonna fumble. Just
Actually,
don't fuck with J Herbo.
oh yeah, just gonna step on these mics.
Very tough, man. That's very tough.
I mean, yeah, they did home me this weekend. I'm not gonna lie, they did home me this past
Hey,
weekend. So.
they are wearing some their other new uniforms this weekend too. So
Got torched at home. At home.
got torched in the yellows. In the
At home.
yellows. What they
We were
wearing this
getting
week? The
torched
navy
too.
blues?
We were
The
getting
navy
torched too,
blues, the
but
all
those are
navy.
pretty clean too, though.
Yeah. I mean, you get torched in the navy, you gotta hang it up, bro.
Real
Gotta
quick,
hang it
man,
up.
real quick. I'm gonna be in the building Sunday for In Mile High against the Cowboys. I wanna hear y'all's take on this game. And let y'all know the Denver Broncos will be in the throwbacks. So throwback
Nice,
weekend.
nice,
We're gonna
nice.
be rocking. So what's y'all's take on this game, man, and who y'all got?
Don't lose. Just don't, whatever you do. You can tie if you want to. Just don't lose to
My
me.
God,
Just
Mike, lose.
don't lose.
Don't lose. Do you think our defense shuts these guys down, or you think we're gonna
I
have to
mean,
go
number
ball to
one
ball?
offense versus number
Yeah,
one defense.
I'm gonna just go ahead and say it, Biggie. I got Cowboys covering at least the plus
Got
three.
Cowboys covering?
Yep.
Okay.
That's one of my NFL picks.
Respect, Sean. Respect, Sean. I knew you're a Cowboy fan.
No, I'm not a Cowboy fan, bro. It's just Denver Broncos have. Hey, your girl's laying on you, fam. Your girl's laying on you. Trust me, it's not rubbing off. It's not rubbing off.
I'll get you a Cowboy jersey for Christmas, Sean. It's fine.
Nah, please don't.
I think that's what the world is thinking. That, you know, the Giants put up points on us. I think everyone's thinking the Cowboys are going to do the same. But I think the defense is going to make the adjustments they need. And I think we're going to be able to – I think someone's going to get a hold of Riley Moss. He's a liability.
I mean
– Pickens or CD going to get on his ass.
And they're cooked. I was going to bring that up. One of them's going to go for 150 yards. 150 yards, two tubs, one of them. Yeah, and that's whoever
Zach Moss is. But at the same time, Riley Moss, he really be a dog. Like, I just don't know. It's going to be tough. You're going to get hold on a PI. I already know he is.
Who do you want PS2 to be on? CD or George?
CD?
He has to go on CD,
Gotta go on CD. I can't wait to watch it. It's a matchup. Pastor Tam versus CD Lamb this weekend.
It's going to be a good one. I can't lie. I think there's going to be some points scored, if I'm being totally honest.
I feel the same way. I think there's going to be some points, but I think it's going to be back.
It's going to be a showdown for sure.
I think so.
I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie.
But it's going to be a good one. They're going to put that Denver D up to the test.
Hold it down. For sure.
It's going to be up to the test, but I think that off that their defense is so horrible. I think Bo's going to have a fucking weekend, bro. I think Bo's going
to. He needs to have
He's feeling himself, fam. Imagine putting up 30 points.
He's due.
Two rushing, two throwing. Imagine going into this week if you're Bo Nix. You're feeling yourself.
Williams too, right? Old running back for Broncos.
Javonte Williams.
Nah, Javonte's coming back. He's coming back with the Cowboys.
Anytime TD, book it.
Yep.
His return is this weekend.
His revenge game.
I hope he's coming. TD. I got him on my fantasy. I need that.
It's gonna be a good game, man. I'm excited, and that's why my dad was like, man, I don't know if I want to go to this game, and I was telling him, I was like, I want to go to a good game, and I think
game of the week.
I think this is gonna be a fucking game, man.
3:30.
Honestly, it's a good game to go to. So I know you're gonna
be loud. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna be loud.
It was hard to find tickets, man. Like, I hit up all my season ticket holders. Everybody, nah, I'm going. I finally found one. He was like, I'm actually selling my seats. So I was like, well, how much? And he gave me a good deal, so I had to hop on him.
Yeah.
So.
Not too bad. It's going to be lit, man.
I think I'm sitting kind of where you were sitting at, Miss Me. Where you were sitting at this last game.
You don't want to be an opposing fan and sitting in that section, boy.
The South Stands. Yeah, the South Stands.
Boy.
South Stands.
Dude set me up, for real. He set me up.
That's
crazy.
Fuck yeah! It's gonna be a good time, bro. But yeah. I don't know, man.
Good game.
I might fly off the mountain if we lose.
Yeah, just don't. You can't
lose. you might have to deactivate your Facebook for the week.
I can tie, Mike. I can tie.
Oh, you can tie. Tie is perfect. You can tie.
Yeah, tie. Go ahead and tie.
I ain't heard nothing ever since that game. I ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, you can't. You can't hear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You take that L, you gonna hear it.
You'll never hear the end of it.
Here we go, man. We're here. Let's go.
One weekend. Before that, boys, I mean, Saturday, Tech finally lost. And it was a tough game, man. Tough game to watch. I can't lie. Defense was on the field for, felt like, the whole damn four quarters. But, Biggie, I'm going to go ahead and say your piece on Will, man, and what you got to say on that aspect, on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to come on here and just completely, you know, trash him. But, like, I knew, I saw his struggles against Kansas. And I saw his struggles in previous games. And I just knew, like, they were going to make us beat them throwing the ball. And that's exactly what they did. They stacked the box against Cam. Cam Dickey, anytime he tried to run the ball, they're getting to him. I mean, immediately we had no kind of run game at all, which when we threw the ball, I mean, they knew when we were going to throw the ball. It's just the game plan going into that game was just, it was not it. Joey's got to get more creative with it. And Will's got to be better. You're ranked number fucking 7 in the nation. The team is fucking dying for points, and we wait till the fourth quarter to turn it up. No, that should be, we should have been going, man. We should have, you're number 7 in the nation. Like, I need you to fucking think that, man. We're number 7 in the nation, bro. Turn it up. Mm-hmm. Turn it up. From the coaching staff all the way to the QB, turn it up. And Baron Morton, bro, we're number 7 in the nation. I don't give a damn what kind of injury it is. If you could walk and you could move your fingers and move your arm, bro, you got to be playing. Like, we can't just be dependent on QB2 no more. Yeah. It's got to be Baron Morton from here on if we want to contend for a championship. It's got to be consistent. Because now we got to go knock the rust off of Baron Morton. You know what I mean? Coming off.
I think he'll come back in. But, Sean, what did you host take on this game?
Man, I just think Arizona State, man, they came in with a plan and they executed it for sure. You know, they took away the run, in which we struggled with, and Tech had no answer for it. They played the read option really, really well, too, because they knew once Will Hammond was going to be in the game, you know, Tech likes to run with the ball, run with Will a lot. And they had no issue stopping that. But, yeah, Tech just got too hot late. And for a second there, I thought we were going to pull it off. But,
hey, man.
The defense can't hold it down forever, you know. So, yeah, we definitely have to have a bounce back game against Oklahoma State.
Yeah. No, I mean, the fatigue showed on that last drive. You know, we took the lead. You know, defense hold up. You just can't do it, you know, doing it like that. And I think, you know, you think about it with Will. With the Utah game, he came in. Nobody expected that, right? And he went off. He comes into Kansas with the lead. I mean, kind of sort of a lead, but nobody expected that. Now somebody got a whole week of preparation for this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And like Biggie, I mean, you said it too. The defense came prepared for Will, and they matched it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we said this, I think, in the past couple of times. The play calling changes dramatically between the two quarterbacks, and I don't think it should do that. I think we should let – we got – receivers for days. We got receivers for days, man.
If anything, it should open up, JD. If anything, it should open up more with Will.
Mm-hmm.
And we're over here trying to be like, I don't know. Like,
run an option on fourth and six inside the freaking red zone. Like, what kind of
– what are we doing?
That's because Will checked to that play too. Like, what are you doing, Will? Like, come on.
We just forgot how to play call.
I think, and like you said, Mike, you know, at the end – the fatigue showed.
Yes, big time.
And if you're coach at the same time, you had timeouts, fucking call the timeouts, get your defense some rest.
And we had a couple of chances to seal the deal.
Give your defense some rest and get a breather.
Mm-hmm.
Fake an injury at this point. Do what you got to do to get a breather and get some fucking water. Like, I just don't understand. Like, fans – in this spot, we're watching the game, and we're like, we need, like, fatigue is showing big time. Do what you got to do as a coach to get your team a breather. I don't know. I just felt like it was just handled poorly. Arizona State knew we were tired, and they drove down there.
Yeah. And, I mean, shoot, we're 40-point favorites this weekend against Oklahoma State. Barron is still questionable. I mean, I don't know. I think if Will plays, I think we handle up. I think we give Baron another week to get healthy and go on this stretch that we have to go and win every single game to make a statement. But I think Will plays this week. We win regardless. And defense just carries us against Oklahoma State. But
are you not kind of worried if with Baron taking too long of a break and then his first game back going into playing BYU for possibly a playoff seed, does that not kind of worry you at all?
I mean, this is what he does. This is what his college career has been. Exactly. This is his college career. He's been hurt and he's came back, and I think he's suit for the situation.
He's used to it in a way, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I think, you know, for sure, there's no chance that we should lose this game on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was pissing me off. The cameras just kept showing him in his damn turtleneck.
Yes, bro. Yep.
All iced out, sitting on the sideline. I was like, bro, you're not doing a damn thing for us right now. You're not doing a damn thing for us right now.
Like,
God, man, it was frustrating to watch.
I'd rather have Baron healthy than for him to come back early and get hurt again. And this is a crucial stretch, K-State, BYU, and then UCF, West Virginia. We should be fine. But,
you know, K-State, BYU. Tech, Tech is usually the one upsetting teams, and we're usually the one rushing the field. And when they rushed the field, I said, "Damn, this is what it feels like."
Yeah.
This is what it feels like to be on the
Y'all, what's y'all's thoughts on the dropping from 7 to 14, 7 spots, losing to the Big 12 champs of last year, and first loss by a couple of points?
A little dramatic. It's a little too dramatic. Given the circumstance for the backup QB, defending champs, Sam Levitt, still nice. Tough drop. It's tough.
It's tough.
Mike, you're 100% right, but at the same time, we're lucky they didn't drop us even further.
Yeah.
We're lucky they didn't drop us even further. We're still there. We still can sneak in. We still can get in. We're not too far off.
Yeah, we control.
There's going to be a lot of games coming up where these teams are going to start to lose, and they got to see each other, and we're all right.
Yeah.
We're going to get in.
You got to think about it too. Other ranked teams above Tech lost too, so they had to drop down as well.
And they still got to play each other.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine. I think we get in, but got to beat BYU. And something tells me game day's coming to Lubbock.
We call this whenever we at the beginning of the season predictions, this is the game that we were going to drop. And Arizona State's going to go on a run, and we're going to go on a run, and we meet in the Big 12 Championship, and we beat them. That's how this plays out. And I think I'm going to have to go find that damn clip so I can put it out there.
We did it. This was the game.
This is the game that we were going to drop. This is the game.
We knew it.
Oh, man.
But I do love the fact that we control our own fate, and we're not – not get to that point to where we are needing other help from other teams.
Mm-hmm.
So do what we need to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're favorable in every game except BYU, maybe. And that's even close.
Yeah, I mean, we have to win out. BYU has to lose. Cincy has to lose.
I love that game was at the Jones.
Oh, them tickets are expensive. It's going to be live. I'm ready for it.
I love that it's at the Jones.
It could potentially be a top 10 matchup.
Game day will be there. I'm calling it right now.
College game day.
Pat McAfee will be in Lubbock. We got to go pull up.
Oh, man. We're there for sure.
Gotcha.
What was their Fox News kickoff, right, Sean, last year?
Yeah, with Colorado.
Yeah.
Hey, it was day. That was
Reggie Bush fun. And everybody.
That was so fun.
See, y'all be doing all the fun events, man. See, I gotta join in this year.
Yeah, man, it was so fun.
That was live.
I had a little Ryan out there with me.
Yeah.
Little twofer. Twofer. I see twofer on TV.
Yeah, we was on TV live.
Well, now, since we're on Tech, what is it? No more tortillas?
Man.
No more tortas. Bro,
that's brutal.
Tortas.
Nah,
that one hurts, man. Our tradition just gone like that, man.
I mean,
it sucks. It's bullshit. It's bullshit that all this happened because Kansas lied about a pocket knife, and people getting in their feelings because we have some motion. Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Tell your school to get y'all some motion. Do something. Like, sorry, we have something cool going, and it, you know, it's a trademark that it's bringing in a lot of bread in Lubbock. I mean, think about all the shirts.
What's
and
a tortilla going to do to y'all? Honestly, come on, man.
I'm telling you, really, he was just in this field, bro.
That's all over.
He just mad that he lost.
Just because y'all getting blown out, it's because it's the tortillas' fault. The tortillas are scoring 40 on you.
Yeah, I mean, $100,000.
There's some penalties in our future.
Well, you get caught, you get kicked out, and you may lose future tickets to future events, which is tough.
I think that's a lie, because how are they going to know? How are they going to know it was you?
Well, you know there'll be people pointing out other people.
Hey, I can't lie. Last year, I think when we're playing Oregon, right, me and Ryan, there's some dude throwing fucking water bottles on the field. And it was a close-ass game at that point. And we were, like, driving, and he threw a fucking the water bottle, and that's when an announcement came on. We fucking ripped his ass.
Got to.
So.
See, and I think okay, kickoff, boom, throw the tortillas. After that, they get the warning, and if you throw another tortilla, I think they just gonna get jumped.
Got to.
How about instead of throwing them on the field. Everybody just throw them backward. Fuck it. Just throw it backward.
Throw them away
from the field. Like like a graduation hat.
Yeah. Throw it away from the field.
Yeah.
Damn.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, we intended the last ever tortilla throw, which was the most I've ever seen ever. So, I mean, it's tough. That sucks. It sucks. I can't lie.
It sucks that y'all took me to Raider Alley and put some shots in me. I don't even remember the last tortilla throw.
The last ever tortilla throw.
I don't remember the damn thing. I was over there. Jesus Christ. I had two teeth.
Biggie was twisted.
I was twisted.
He was twisted, bro.
Yeah,
man.
Charlie Tufer was out there throwing them.
Oh yeah,
Tufer was at Crickets, man. How?
Hey,
Crickets, yeah, that Crickets Far Hall, man.
Yeah, stepping on that water.
It was fun. That's hilarious, bro.
Yeah,
nah, he had a good time. Man. He had a good time.
Yeah, that's good. You're a good brother, bro. You're a good brother.
Hey, gotta be.
I used to ask my brother to take me to do some shit like that, and he'd always, no.
Nah, Ryan gets live too, so I don't mind.
The first thing Sean says is, "Ryan, can Ryan get in?" I was like, "Yeah, bro, he can get in."
That's all I needed to know. Say less.
Dude was in there.
In their last swimwear.
Oh yeah,
it was fun, man. Tech bounces back, and we go on the run, boys. We'll see what this weekend goes. Crazy weekend, crazy weekend. NBA's back. College football, NFL, and the World Series, boys. Dodgers, which we predicted to be in there, and then Toronto Blue Jays. Sean, what is your thoughts on this series and how can it go? And it's a lot of star power in this World Series.
Oh, for sure. Man, I just hate the fact that the Dodgers are back. But then again, I'm not surprised. Sucks that the Blue Jays beat out the Yankees. But, you know, Yankees were on the struggle bus, kind of. But the Blue Jays are a scrappy team, so I could see them kind of keeping up. But I just think the Dodgers have too much star power on their lineup when it comes to their pitching. I don't think the Blue Jays bullpen could keep up. So I got the Blue Jays probably only winning one game at the most. But we'll see how that goes.
I like that, Sean. I like that. And I'm great take on it. I think the Blue Jays hang in there. I think they have the star power to battle and go blow for blow. I think their sticks have to be alive no matter what pitcher you're facing against the Dodgers. If you want any chance at this, I mean, you're going to have to score runs and a lot of runs every single game. Sticks got to be alive the whole time. So I think they're going to go into this knowing that. And I got this series going 7. I got it. They're making it interesting and giving the Dodgers a run for their money. I think it's going to be a damn good series.
Yeah. I mean, I did think it was going to be a rematch of last year's World Series. I really did. But there was a show that the Blue Jays are for real. I think in the AL, they probably were the best team, honestly, to compete with this Dodgers team.
Yes.
World Series. Out of all, you know, the AL teams that had the chance, they are the best team that stacks. And I don't think it's going to be no, you know, cakewalk either for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. But I just think, you know, the sticks match up. If they match up, Blue Jays are deep for sure. But the Dodgers are deep in that bullpen. In that
mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes it does come down to that. You know, sticks, hitting, that's the only way you can win is by scoring runs. But, you know, the team with the better chance to stop that is the Dodgers. And I think the Dodgers, you know, pull it off. I think y'all's boy Jeter said it best. The Blue Jays are deep. They're a deep team, but the Dodgers are just a juggernaut.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, Shohei Ohtani, Roque Sakai. I mean, each starter going 8-9 innings with double digit Ks. Lowest ERA in the postseason in history. It's just, I don't see, as much as I like the Blue Jays and Vladdy and Bo Bichet and George Springer, they've gone through it in the AL, and it's tough to face the Dodgers. And like you said, Mike, the juggernaut, and it's just, it is what it is. Dodgers in 5, man.
That's the thing. I want the fucking Blue Jays to win. I want them bad. I want it bad. I'm tired. I'm tired of it.
I can't keep getting away with it.
I'm tired.
Not for real.
Nah, I think this is gonna be a good series. I think y'all know me, man. I'm a public fader, so Vegas would love a Toronto
What's
series.
the odds on the whoever this like? What's the odds?
I've got a. It's got to be. Let
Just had it up, so.
me see.
I know the Dodgers are going to be favored in every game.
Every
The
single
Dodgers
game.
are two or minus 220 to win the World Series.
Damn, that's tough.
That's still too low. That's still too low to me. I think Vegas setting a little. I think we're in for a fucking series, boys.
Now, 220 is not, it's not low and it's not high either, but
To a shark.
it's
To a
still
shark.
200,
To a shark coming in with 100K.
$210, $210 to 100.
To a shark coming in with 100K.
What
I
is
mean,
that? $7,500? Seven,
that'd be like 50 bands. That'd be like 50
100K?
bands
Nah,
profit.
probably more like 70.
I think that low line, low 200 is trying to just more respect for the Blue Jays, to be honest. They're a nice squad. Like you said, they got a chance. They really do. It's the best chance that
They do, bro. I hate them. I hate them,
they
but they got a chance.
No, they're good. I mean, they beat us up all season, so we
They
know.
tore us up.
We know.
I can't stand them, but I do like to see my boy Freddie out there winning it. I still got love for Freddie Freeman, but I do.
You can just I don't know, bro. Like I could just see this being like two different sports, but a Cleveland Cavalier versus the Great Warriors type shit. I mean, you just see him go down. You see him go
I mean,
down.
it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one for sure.
David versus Goliath.
They got to win one of these at home for sure. If they don't, then they're cooked.
If you don't win one at home, yeah, you're cooked.
You win two
Cooked.
at home. Hey, you're cooking.
Yeah, you're cooking. Yeah.
Are they starting in Toronto?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
2-3-2.
Whoo, 2-3-2.
2-3-2.
That three
Yeah.
game stretch is
If they don't
nasty.
win both at home, they're cooked.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
cooked for sure.
I think they win one at home.
And one on the road.
They fuck around and win one on the road. They might bring it back to Toronto game six. They might.
I'm
They just.
telling you, they lose in seven, sadly. Sadly, they lose in seven.
It's tough. It's tough. This will be a good one, boys. Friday night. It's gonna be a great weekend for
I'd like
sports.
to hear, I'd like to, I'm gonna have to tap in with D-Lo and talk to him before the series starts because he be knowing his ball, bro. He knows baseball
Yeah,
really good, so
he knowing his
he a
motherfucker.
wizard. He a wizard with the MLB, so I'm gonna have to tap in with him with for some props and for some props.
Yeah, to be honest.
He a shark.
Yeah, he is.
But with the another event going on this weekend, man, what a weekend for sports it is. It's exciting. UFC, man, 321. What UFC World Heavyweight Championship belt was on the line, man. Tom Aspinall. We all know he wanted the Jon Jones fight, but he gets Ciryl Gane and the dogfight. I mean, Mike, this is I think I know where you're leaning to, but I'm gonna let you start off with this one here, man, because
Yeah, I mean, is it? I mean, it's kind of obvious, man. It's tough. It's so obvious, but nobody's touching Tom Aspinall, bro. Nobody's touching this man. Even honestly, and even if Jon Jones comes back, that's even tougher. But that's the only comp that I think will give Tom Aspinall
Yeah.
any type of comp is Jon Jones. And I hate to say, I mean, Ciryl Gane, he's a dog.
He's a dog. He's an elite striker.
Yeah, he's solid. He's a former champ, you know. And if I mean honestly, he'd probably be the champ if Tom Aspinall just wasn't in his way. If Tom Aspinall wasn't in the UFC.
No, I'm right there with you, man. Tom Aspinall is an absolute monster, and I think he's gonna put on a clinic. He's gonna show Jon Jones, and he's gonna show the UFC that nothing stands in this man's way except Pereira. They need to set that up. He needs to go up a weight class, and I would love to see Alex and Tom Aspinall throw it down at the White
That would
House.
be a dog fight for sure.
At the White House would be even crazier.
That's a matchup, boys. That is a matchup. That is a matchup, striker for striker. Who hits harder?
Who hits harder?
Who
Yeah,
hits harder?
literally.
Man, be a great matchup. I think Ciryl Gane, man. He just doesn't have that. He just doesn't have that movement, bro. Like, and that the way that it, the what it would take to beat Tom, a fighter like Tom.
Yeah.
So honestly, I see this. kind of how John Jones did gone in one round. I think this is gonna be the same thing, bro. I think a first round finish.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to Aspinall, his last three fights were all KOs, and they were all under a minute 15 seconds. So
same shit coming.
Just saying that is wild, and I think that streak continues.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does have a 4-inch reach, and Cyril does have a good tendency to control the reach. I mean, they both have speed and power. Don't get me wrong, and Tom Aspinall blows him out of the water when it comes to the grappling aspect. But Tom Aspinall can, like I said, we've seen Sean said it, three knockouts in the past three fights. I think it's gonna be a good one. I think it's gonna be better than what we think it's gonna be. If I'm being honest, Cyril is he is good, like Mike said, but Tom Aspinall is a different dog. The over-under is 3.5 rounds, and I'm taking the under on Tom Aspinall. I think it goes past the first one for sure. It's not going to be a cakewalk, but Tom Aspinall wins for sure.
Yeah. Sorry, cereal. Tricks are for kids.
Tricks are for kids.
And take this Captain Crunch.
Silly wabbit.
That's funny. Hope you drink your milk, cereal.
Oh, man. Excited to finally see some heavyweights. It's been a minute, I feel like. So.
Where's that fight at?
United Arab Emirates.
That's an early fight, huh?
It's at 1 p.m. So. They're in a day. Watching college football and the UFC at the same time.
I like that under in the UFC. I like that. I'm not going to lie to you.
That is a good take right there.
Yeah, so. It's gonna be a good one, man. I can't wait to see Tom and John or Pereira in the White House next year. So
that Pereira might have to be it.
Might have to, unless he, I don't know.
Probably quits.
Nah, he has to run it back. They gotta get that trilogy, man. You gotta get that trilogy.
That is true.
Gotta get that trilogy. But boys, speaking it's time of
UFC,
our favorite
before segment. Before we leave UFC, man, I'm ready for some Jonathan Martinez news, man. It's been a minute since I've seen that boy in the cage.
It's been a while.
I'm ready to see that boy dragging back in the cage, and I want to see that boy dominate, man. It's been a minute. It'd be nice to see.
I had saw he had posted that some news was coming, but I ain't never heard any, so I don't know what the deal is. I wonder how many fights he still has on this contract.
I don't know, but I hope the next one he fights, I hope it's a win, and he continues to fight in the UFC.
Yeah, get that next contract.
Yeah. His division is the toughest division in the UFC.
It is.
I mean, it's going to be a tough one.
Get back in. Let's get back in. For sure.
Just get it back in the win column. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You never know what happened from
taste
there.
Taste the W again, man. That's it.
Yep. So, word, Biggie, word. Yep. Now it's time for our favorite segment, boys, man. Benny with the boys. Special guest, man. We'll let Sean start off with your picks this weekend. We'll start off with the NCAA picks, man.
All right. With my first pick for NCAA, they actually have BYU as an underdog going against Iowa State. And I think BYU is one of the powerhouses in the Big 12. And so I actually got BYU outright beating Iowa State. Iowa State has a nice offense. They're fifth in the nation when it comes to run blocking. And their back, L.J. Martin, is fourth when it comes to rushing with 773 yards and 540 yards after contact. And Iowa State's run defense is bottom tier when it comes to defending the run. So I think they'll struggle against this BYU offense. And BYU outright beating Iowa State. My second pick, I'm going to have to go with Houston +7 against Arizona State. I read on the game, and Arizona State's top target, Jordan Tyson, will not be playing in this game. So I think that takes effect in this game, and Houston covers the spread.
He's not playing?
No.
Look at Chan with his sources.
Yeah. Word.
Chan got the source.
Better than his Raider sources.
Yeah. You right.
Hey, some good picks, Sean. I like that, bro. I like that. Over there cooking in the NCAA.
Big 12 showdowns.
Yes, sir. I guess I'll kick it off right here. So for my first pick in the NCAA, we are going to be rocking with the 11 o'clock slate on Saturday. So get your coffee, get your burrito, because we're going to be sweating out some bets, baby. We'll be rolling with Wake Forest +3.5 against SMU. I think Wake Forest is in a spot where they need a win, and a win at home would be big for them to possibly be ranked after this win, if they can go on a run. So give me Wake Forest against SMU. SMU just isn't that same team from last year, and I think Jennings just isn't. He's I haven't seen him play a complete game, man. He's always making those bad decisions with the football, and I think here Wake Forest got a very good defense, and I have Wake Forest making Jennings beat him, try to beat them with his arm, and it just isn't gonna happen. Give me Wake Forest +3.5 at home. My next pick, I'm gonna be rolling with the Baylor Bears. Bear down, baby. We're gonna be rolling with Baylor +3.5 against Cincinnati. Man, Sawyer just continues to put up numbers, continues to score a lot of points, and continues to be in these games. One of them, they got to come out victorious. I mean, every single one of their losses have been by probably a one-score game. It's time Baylor finally wins one of these one-score games. So give me Baylor against Cincinnati, a ranked opponent. They need this win. It'd be good. Get back in the win column and just build that confidence back up for the team. So give me Sawyer and the Baylor Bears +3.5.
Nice.
I like it, and I hate to do it, but the only one that I chose for NCAA is going to be Cincinnati -3.5 against the Baylor Bears. I'm only giving one pick in NCAA NFL because your boy's cold. I've been serving cake all past 2 weeks, and we got time to make up for my L. So, but yeah, the only one I liked was Cincinnati -3.5. Like, you know, Sawyer's going crazy. He's having a game, but so is Brennan Sorsby, and so is Cincinnati. And I think they're rolling. They're in the mix. Mm-hmm. They are one of the teams in the Big 12 that's in the mix to, you know, possibly win out and control their own destiny to clinch a spot in that Big 12 championship. And I think although Baylor does have that high-powered offense too, so does Cincy. And I think they just get it done against Baylor. Just one of those games in their schedule that may be close, but not close enough. So give me Cincinnati -3.5.
Nice. Got to talk that talk showdown right there, boys.
Little showdown going on.
Man. Yep. Dry your weapons.
Yep. For me, boys, I'm going both 230 games and both going with the two Heisman quarterbacks over here. So the first one is going to be Alabama Crimson Tide. What Drewski say? Don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide. Ty Simpson's playing like a Heisman quarterback, covering -12.5 versus South Carolina. South Carolina is just not having the season that they thought they would have. And then the other game is going to be Diego Pavia, man, playing like the best player in college football right now, beating LSU, man. They got Missouri visiting to town. They are favorited by 2.5, and I think they cover that easy. Man, the swagger that they're playing with, especially after this LSU win, I think they control their own destiny in the SEC, and I think they keep it rolling versus Missouri. So give me the two Heisman favorites here in Ty Simpson and Diego Pavia, man, to cover the spread this weekend.
We go. Cashed on them Vandy boys this past weekend. Miss me. Yeah, hey, that Vandy team's the real deal, man.
They are.
They're the real deal.
They looking real nice this year.
Man, bro, they're the real deal. Mm-hmm. And for them to be competing in the SEC the way they are this year, Vandy might be on the rise, man, as a powerhouse football team. So I love the pick. Like you said, miss me. And give a piss about nothing but the Tide.
Yeah, shout out Zuski, man. Yeah.
Love the picks, man.
Boys. Thank you, thank you. All right, Sean, lead it off again with the NFL picks, buddy.
All right. For my NFL picks, like we mentioned earlier, I'm taking the Cowboys +3 against the Denver Broncos. I think the Cowboys put the Broncos to the test with this number one offense. They're number one in total yards and number two in points scored. So we'll see how Denver holds up against this Cowboys offense. For my number two pick, I'm going to take the Bengals -6 over the Jets. The Jets have proved nothing to me this year, and I just think they just keep this losing streak going. And when it comes to the Bengals, it seems like Joe Flacco lit a little fire under them. and their offense is rolling now. And so, yep, I'm taking the Bengals minus six against the Jets.
Hey, he really the new Joe Cool, Sean.
Oh, man.
He really the new Joe
Cool.
So I love that pick. I love that pick, Sean. Good pick right there. In the Jets pick, not the Cowboy pick.
But I'm sorry, man.
Now here we go, man. For my NFL picks, we're gonna be rolling with their 12 o'clock slate. We're gonna be starting it off with the Philadelphia Eagles versus the G-Men. I think the public, you know, guys, I'm a big public fader, and the way the Eagles have been playing, it's been a little sloppy. The wins haven't been pretty, and they've been taking some L's. So I think this is a good spot for them to revenge that loss they took against the Giants literally a week ago. And with the Giants coming off a heartbreak loss, a 30-point blow, I just think their heads are still going to be wrapped around that they blew it. And for them to have to hit the road twice, I know it's not a big road trip, but just not being in your home stadium and being in a ruthless area over there in Philly, it's going to be tough for them to do it again. So give me the Philly to cover the spread here, minus 7.5 points.
I like that. I like that.
My next pick, we got a TTT showdown here, me versus Sean. Give me the Denver Broncos. This is not a fan pick. I will preach this again and again and again. What wins championships? Defense wins championships. And I think here we are. Really, everyone's talking about how, you know, Giants were able to put up 26 plus or 30 points on us. And I think in this point right here, number one offense in the Dallas Cowboys, I think everyone's thinking they're going to be able to do that, and they're not. I think we're going to put some pressure on Dak. We're going to get a lot of sacks on him, and it's really going to be on Riley Moss. I'm telling you right now, Riley Moss is a liability, but he's also a dog. And I need that dog to come out of Riley Moss, and he's got to lock up George Pickens because, you know, CD going to be locked up over there by two. So give me the Denver Broncos to cover this spread, minus 3 points. I love it here. Bo Nix is feeling great. The offense is starting to roll, and no better wide receiver at that jump ball than Courtland Sutton. So give me Courtland Sutton against his weak-ass defense, and Bo Nix puts up another 30 ball. That's going to be my picks for the NFL. I love you, my boy Mike. I just can't do it. I'm starting to feel you on the Packers, man. So it's fuck a Steeler. It's fuck a Steeler this week, man. Let's go Packer, man. Let's go Packer.
Just fuck A-Rod this week. Fuck the terrible town. It's a terrible team. Terrible team this
and their fans.
Word. It's all right, but yeah, I know you're gonna have a little sneak ticket. Steelers money line, Steelers plus points. It's all right, man. I get it. But don't get me started on Courtland Sutton. Don't get me started on Courtland Sutton right now. But like I said, man, I only got one pick for this week. Looking at it, I'm going to go with another NFC North rival. Give me Chicago Bears plus 6.5 versus the Baltimore Ravens. I think this line is like this because I think they might think Lamar plays. But even if he does, I don't trust this Ravens defense to do anything. I picked them for my fantasy to start week one. Saw, I think they did all right. Week two, got blown out, dropped them. And ever since, they haven't done nothing. And Bears, 4-game win streak. Ravens, 4-game L streak. I think 6.5 is enough for the Bears to cover, even with Lamar Jackson playing. And I don't even think it's still up in the air. So even that, with that, I think the Bears are rolling enough to keep it close, maybe fuck around and win. So give me Chicago Bears plus 6.5.
That's a good pick. Good pick. Good pick. Bear, hey, the Bears' low key defense, they're nice. They are really nice.
Caleb Williams,
they're coming around
a little bit, bro.
They're coming around.
They got a little nice weapons around them.
Yeah. Word. Cool. Man, I'll finish it off here, man. Running with the Bengals, just like Sean said, man. -6.5 versus the Jets. Justin Fields got benched last weekend. Don't think he'll play. I think Tyrod Taylor's going to start. Joe Flacco looked amazing. Get the ball to the best receiver in football, Jamar Chase. And you got Higgins on the other side. So I think they keep it rolling. And, you know, they give Joe Flacco gives the Bengals a little hope to fight in the division because that division's a little sus. So keep it rolling and just get the ball to Jamar Chase. And I think he'll be just fine to cover that 6 points at home. And for my second pick, man, I'm going to take the Bills minus 7 versus the Panthers here. Like Biggie was talking about with Philadelphia, they've been on the same road where the wins have been ugly and they've been losing. And I think coming off the bye week, this is a perfect time where Josh Allen gets the team on his back rolling, and they become the Bills of old. And I think they cover that spread pretty easy versus the Panthers. And I don't think Bryce Young is going to be playing this week either. So I think the Bills will show up finally and be the team that we know that they can be. So Bills and Bengals, 12 o'clock slate. Get it done and out the way early. So that's my picks for the week.
Great, beautiful, man. Betting with the boys is back. Hey, we've been catching some tickets. We've been catching some tickets. So,
We have.
gotta stay hot this week. I love everybody's picks. I think I would like to hop on the wagon with y'all against the Jets. I betted on the Jets with my hard-earned money this past week, and it was the most awful decision I've ever made in my life. I was telling myself, "How did this coach get hired? How did this coach get hired?"
Aaron Glenn, man.
From the quarterback to the coach, it is horrible.
That was brutal.
Terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I think you just said it right there. I think that is the official squad ride for this week.
It might be official squad ride the Bengals, baby.
The Bengals are the squad ride. The OG Joe Cool. I like it.
Love it.
Love the pick, Sean. Love the pick, Miss Me.
Yes, sir.
Loved it so much. I got a ride.
Great, great minds think alike.
Word, word, word.
Oh man, yes sir, man. But it's been a great week, man. I'm happy to have you on, Sean. You've been
Oh man,
an
it was
OG
awesome.
listener, bro. And I just want to tell you, bro, we appreciate you supporting us from the jump. And you've always listened to every single EP. You always tap in after, and the love you show, bro, it don't go unnoticed. So I love you, my boy. And
Yes, sir.
it's an
Love
honor
y'all,
to have
man.
you on the podcast, bro.
Yes, sir. Love y'all, boys. I mean, I'm proud of how far y'all have come with this pod, and I hope it continues to blow up. And I hope this ain't my last time on the pod. I'm always welcome to come back. I mean,
Word.
I could talk that talk too. So, but yeah, man, it's
For
always fun with
sure.
y'all, boys.
All right. He was talking that talk all the time in the group
Yeah, he
messaging.
do. Yeah, he do. No, man,
Yes,
it's been fun. It was a fun episode, Sean. Appreciate you. Biggie set it off for us. And everyone out there listening and supporting, appreciate y'all, man. And we'll keep posting and
Real
growing
quick,
and
real quick. If you're a local dog and you think you could play some ball, reach out to my boy JD. He's having some tryouts this week for the Woolworth Warriors. Go tap in, man. Go if you ain't giving up on the dream yet, think you can play some ball, tap in with JD. He is having some tryouts this week. And hey, it's gonna be I know some of my some dogs that are going out there. So I think I can put together a good squad, man. I really do.
Hey, come to tree outs.
Come to the tree.
Word.
Yeah, man,
Word.
this weekend, Love of Texas, man. Wolf of Warriors, new indoor arena football team coming to town. It's gonna be a fun one. Can't wait to get started. And this is what I dreamed for. This is what I wanted to do as long as this right here. And excited, boys. I appreciate y'all, everybody that's listening. Appreciate the support that y'all giving us and continue to grow with us. And other than that, man, it's been a great. Y'all have a great weekend and great weekend of sports, man. Talk that talk. We're out.